ROKR Mechanical Wooden Building Kits. Difficulty Guide, 2026. Kenji here. One clean decision at a time, and the whole table becomes easier. ROKR builds wood automata kits in 5 tiers from 1 to 6 stars, each a meditation of precision and motion. Start with a music box or marble run at 2 to 3 stars, graduate to the cuckoo clock, then chase the typewriter or pinball. Machines that demand 12 hours and change how you think about gears. The lineage runs deep. From the Swiss automata masters to Japanese karakuri, then to ROKR, who hand laser cuts every piece within 0.05 tolerance. These aren't puzzles you solve. They're engines you understand, one satisfying click at a time. Wood connects your fingers to centuries of clockwork craft. The difficulty system is honest. 1 star is a breeze under an hour. 6 stars demand 12 unbroken hours and the patience of a horologist. Between sits a whole universe of builds. Music boxes that sing, marble runs that electrify with light, typewriters that actually type. This guide maps the territory, from entry points to the peaks where mastery lives. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What do ROKR's difficulty stars actually measure? Answer first. ROKR's stars are not a punishment scale. They braid 3 honest variables together, piece count, assembly hours, and mechanical interdependence. And the 3rd one is the one people underestimate. 1 to 2 stars are the entry gates, roughly 100 to 200 pieces, an hour or two, almost no way to fail. They teach you ROKR's grammar, the snap, the seat, the quarter turn lock. 3 to 4 stars is the sweet spot for most makers. 200 to 435 pieces, 4 to 7 hours, real gear trains that punish a rushed seat with a half hour of backtracking. 5 stars separates the curious from the committed. The steam engine lives here. 469 pieces of working pistons and a flywheel that genuinely drives. 6 stars is the master tier ROKR reserves for the typewriter, pinball, and dream coffee factory. 12 hours, hundreds of interdependent levers, one misheated cam capable of breaking the whole logic chain. Here is the insider read. Interdependence, not piece count, is the real difficulty axis. The coffee factory has the most pieces in this guide, 593, yet feels psychologically easier than the 324-piece typewriter. Because the typewriter's springs all depend on each other, and the factory's modules largely don't. When you read a star rating, mentally ask not how many pieces, but how many of these moving parts have to agree with each other at once. That single reframe is what keeps experienced builders from over or underbuying. Which ROKR should your very first build be? Short answer. A music box or a marble run, something where motion is forgiving, and the mechanism teaches you ROKR's language before it tests you on it. It ships with a world module specifically cut to dock, vertically or horizontally, onto other ROKR parallel world runs. So your first build is also the seed of a future marble city. One practical note. The lift and light boxes run off USB-C, and the package includes a Type-C power cord. Just have a USB power source, a plug or power bank, on hand on build night, and a longer cable is handy if your outlet is across the room. It is honestly a 4-star, 4-to-5-hour build. Its self-plucking strings, counter-rotating Roman columns, and swan-wing flourish are driven by a deliberately exposed gear stack you wind by twisting the mainspring. No batteries, ever. It plays Jewelry of the Virgin Mary. For a first build, it rewards patience more than it demands experience, but go in expecting an evening, not a coffee break. Both kits teach the same lesson the cheap way, where ROKR's 0.05 precision lives and why force is always the wrong answer. Is the cuckoo clock really the build that hooks people? Yes. And I want to be the curator who tells you the truth about why, because most listings get the mechanism wrong. The ROKR cuckoo clock is 435 pieces and a genuinely well-spent 6 hours or so. The official listings put assembly in the 4-to-6-hour range, and it splits naturally into 4 chapters. Base frame, clock face, bird mechanism, final housing. You can leave it parked between chapters without losing the thread or rare at this complexity. It keeps real, reliable time. The cuckoo flaps out of its door every hour, and a crescent pendulum swings, a little water wheel turns, and warm ambient LEDs glow it awake at night. Now the honest part, the marketing soft pedals. The clock keeps accurate time because of a quartz movement, not a hand-built wooden escapement. The pendulum and the gear theater are driven motion. They're beautiful, but they are not what's counting the seconds. I say this not to deflate the kit. It's the one I'd hand a nervous near-beginner first. But because a builder who expects to assemble a true mechanical escapement and discovers a quartz heart feels cheated, while a builder who knows the deal is simply delighted. Buy it for the theater and the timekeeping it actually delivers. It's mechanical drama at a mid-range price, the build where the abstract idea of tolerance suddenly lives in your fingertips. And the moment it first cuckoos is the moment most people fall down the ROKR rabbit hole for good. What should you know before climbing to the 5 to 6 star peaks? You should know exactly what each summit costs and what it gives back. Because at this altitude, a mismatched buy is an expensive disappointment. Piston stroke, a flywheel carries momentum, the steering wheel actually turns. Rush a gear seat here and you'll spend an hour diagnosing a bind. Respect it and you get a machine that genuinely goes. Above it sit the 3 6-star masters. The pinball machine, EG01, is the flagship, 482 pieces, USB-powered, fully playable with actuating flippers, reactive bumpers, ramp physics, and a lit star scoring system. ROKR rates it 12 hours. Real builders routinely report closer to 20, and that gap is the single most useful number in this guide. The mechanical typewriter, 324 pieces, master tier, is the most mechanically honest build ROKR makes. Dozens of interdependent springs, levers, and cams where one misalignment breaks the whole keystroke logic. It teaches real debugging. The Dream Coffee Factory, 593 pieces, 10 hours, is the spectacle. Highest piece count, lowest psychological difficulty of the three because its modules are largely independent. Match the peak to your appetite, power, precision, or theater, not just your ego. How do you decide without overbuying? The real decision tree, answer the three questions below honestly, and the kit chooses itself. Difficulty is about appropriate challenge, the band where focus feels like play, not labor. 1. How many uninterrupted hours can you actually block? 1 or 2 hours points to the Magic Harp's first session or a single marble run sitting. 3 to 7 points to the steam engine or the cuckoo clock, projects that survive being left mid-build between sessions. 12+ hours of real focus is the only honest answer that unlocks the typewriter, pinball, or coffee factory. Their interdependent mechanisms punish a week-long gap because you'll relearn the logic from cold. 2. What kind of motion moves you? Sound and music, harp, cuckoo clock, typewriter. Light and kinetic spectacle, marble runs, coffee factory, pinball, pure mechanical cause and effect, steam engine, typewriter, pinball. Desk presence that earns its footprint, typewriter, cuckoo clock, harp. 3. How many ROKR kits have your hands already learned? 0. Start at the harp or Alchemy City and absorb the grammar. 2 or 3. The cuckoo clock is your graduation. 5 or more, go straight at a 6-star without apology. The one rule I'd carve in maple, don't skip a tier believing you'll improvise the language mid-build. ROKR's curve is honest. The builders who get burned are the ones who treated the stars as a dare instead of a map. What do veteran ROKR builders do that the manual doesn't tell you? 3 habits separate a clean build from a frustrating one, and the most important of them is one ROKR publishes on its own blog, yet most first-timers never read. Wax your gears, this is not optional. ROKR's mechanisms transmit power through wooden gear teeth and bear wood-on-wood binds and squeaks. ROKR's own sand and wax guidance says to lightly wax the transmission parts. The community trick is that a stub of beeswax, a birthday candle, or a child's crayon works perfectly. with petroleum jelly as the heavier-duty option for a stubborn gear train. Read the instructions for which parts are load-bearing. Those are the ones that want wax, and do it before you cage the gears inside the housing, not after. Prep like a watchmaker. Keep elbow-pointed nose tweezers within reach for the tiny pegs. Their seat parts your fingertips will crush. Gently sand the laser char off any edge that will move or show and work under strong, raking light. Sort and dry fit before you commit. Spin every subassembly before you lock it and read three steps ahead so you never seat a piece that blocks the next one. One myth to retire: glue is forbidden ever. The structural truth is that nothing needs glue, the friction fit holds for decades. But ROKR itself recommends a pressure-sensitive quick-dry glue to rescue a snapped tab. Ordinary water-based glue soaks into raw wood and discolors it. No glue to assemble. A single rescue dab is craftsmanship, not cheating. ROKR versus Robotime, Rawlife, and generic 3D kits, what's the honest difference? The short version: ROKR is the mechanical-first sub-brand of Robotime, and which brand is really a question about whether you want a machine, a diorama, or a story. The lineage matters. Robotime was founded in 2007 by an engineer who'd been trying to build real robots. The company's literal first product was an electric wooden dinosaur that walked and bit. That mechanical engineering DNA is why ROKR. Launched as a sub-brand in 2017, prizes function over scenery. Its sibling brands split the rest of the territory. Rawlife leans into miniature houses and narrative book nooks. Rode and Robud cover decorative and kids' kits. They all share the same factory and the same Co2 laser cutting to 005 tolerances. So the cut quality is identical across the family. What differs is intent. ROKR versus generic 3D wooden puzzles. Generic kits build a static shape. ROKR does something: it types, rolls a marble, keeps time, drives across the desk. If you want a mechanism rather than a model, ROKR effectively owns this category at this price. ROKR versus model railroad or plastic kits. Trains demand landscape, wiring, and a permanent footprint. ROKR kits are self-contained, glue-free, and finished in an evening or a weekend. The covenant is the same one I'll repeat anywhere. When you set down the last piece, you don't own a display object, you own a small machine that does exactly what it was cut to do. That's the whole pleasure. Where do you find ROKR kits, and how do you read a listing's fine print? Buy where the price and the part count are both verifiable, and learn to read past the marketing copy. Because, as this guide has shown, the listings disagree with each other constantly. ROKR runs 50-plus active models well beyond these 7. Music boxes, Diva gramophone, the magic piano, an expanding Marble Run universe, spaceport, Night City, the parallel world link packs, vehicles, and one-off oddities. For real-world build logs and honest pain points before you commit, the ROKR subreddit and the official Robotime community forum are where actual completion times and gotchas surface. 3. Fine print habits will save you money and disappointment. First, cross-check the part count and difficulty across 2 sources. We found the same typewriter listed at both 324 and 598 pieces, and the Magic Harp marketed as both 2-star and 4-star. Second, look for the version suffix. The typewriter's classic is LK703B, and the black and gold magic is LK703C. The Cuckoo and Marble Runs have wood color versus painted variants that change the look entirely. Third, budget for the unspoken extras, the powered kits, the Marble Run, the pinball ship with a USB cable but expect you to supply a USB plug or power bank to run it. The motorized ones want their own AA-AAA batteries, and every gear train wants a crayon's worth of wax. None of it is expensive. All of it is easy to forget, and forgetting is what turns Build Night into a supply run. Final verdict: ROKR is not for everyone. If you want fast, easy, dopamine hit satisfaction, scroll past. But if you crave the peculiar joy of precision, watching gears mesh exactly, feeling a spring settle into its rest state, hearing a bell ring because you assembled the mechanism that makes it. ROKR is your North Star. The difficulty system works. The prices are fair. The instructions are superb. And when you finish a build, you own a little machine that does something real. That's the ROKR covenant. Wood, gears, patience, function. Everything else is theater. Frequently asked questions. Are ROKR kits really no glue? Can pieces come apart? Yes. Purely mechanical fit. No adhesive needed. ROKR's coat 2 laser cutting maintains 0.05 tolerances, so pieces lock through friction and interference. They stay together permanently under normal use, and you can disassemble kits years later if needed. Speed and force are the only way to break them. How long does a 6-star build actually take? Can I break it across weekends? True 6-star builds, typewriter, pinball, coffee factory, take 10 to 12 continuous hours of focus. You can spread it across 2 to 3 weekend sessions, but momentum matters. Starting fresh after a week away means relearning the mechanism. Builders report best results going 4 to 6 hours, taking a break, then another 4 to 6 hour session. Do I need any tools? What about a magnifying glass? No tools needed, all pieces snap together by hand. A magnifying glass helps for reading instruction details on older kits, but isn't mandatory. Some builders use a soft mallet for final assembly pops, but this violates the spirit of ROKR's friction fit philosophy. Your hands are the only tool. Can kids build ROKR kits, or are they strictly adult? ROKR recommends age 14 plus. Younger children can assist a parent or older sibling, but shouldn't build alone. Piece counts are large, focus is sustained, and frustration tolerance matters. The instruction design assumes adult reading comprehension. Parental guidance transforms a kit into quality time together. Will my ROKR kit keep working after years of use? Can I oil the gears? ROKR mechanisms are over-engineered for durability. Used correctly, they'll run for decades. Avoid heavy lubrication. Wood and oil don't mix well. If gears bind after years of play, light applications of silicone spray, not oil, can help, but this is rare. Most kits need zero maintenance. How do I know which kit is right for my experience level? Start with 1 to 2 stars on your first kit, Magic Harp, Alchemy City. After 2 to 3 builds, graduate to 3 to 4 stars, Cuckoo Clock, Gramophone. Only attempt 5 to 6 stars after you've felt ROKR's design language in your hands, usually after 3 successful intermediate builds. The difficulty system is honest. Don't skip ahead thinking you'll adapt. Are there other ROKR models beyond these 7? How do I find them? ROKR has 50 plus active models, music boxes, Diva gramophone, piano, marble runs, spaceport, night city, vehicles, hammerhead shark, and specialty pieces. Browse robotimeonline.com or rockrunline.com. The official sites list all current models with prices and specs. Community forums like Reddit's ROKR offer build logs and reviews of less mainstream kits.